The second day of Jazz Fest is in full gear and in full sun. The folding chairs are stacked deep at the Acura stage. Dozens of ticket holders ran to snag their spot this morning. The big deal? Billy Joel. The piano man is doing the biggest stage at Jazz Fest after New Orleans Ivory's legend Alan Toussaint. Festival production CEO Quint Davis said today that, like so many of the out-of-town acts, Billy Joel arrived a few days early and jumped into the local music scene.
I mean, Billy Joel's band was here at 10 o'clock last night rehearsing with Preservation Hall Jazz Band. So it's, you know, it's why New Orleans is the cultural treasure of America. It's why, you know, we tried to let people understand why we had to come back after Katrina. I mean, we're the soul of America, but if you're a musician, and if you're a musician, you know, in the traditions of American music that we celebrate, you know, you love it. You play, you know, and you pay homage.
And was Billy Joel excited to be after Alan today?
He said, "I don't know." He said, "That's kind of tough. That guy can really play." Billy Joel, he came into town Wednesday, so we have this on Royal Street's the Monteleone Hotel. In the Monteleone Hotel is a well-known bar, a piano bar called the Carousel Bar. Wednesday night, this guy in a cap walks in, taps the piano player on the shoulder, says, "You mind if I sit down for a minute?" So Billy Joel sits down in the Carousel Bar and does two or three tunes. Gets up, walks down Bourbon Street and runs into the street corner doo-wop guys, jumps in with them. He's singing doo-wop on the corner in the French Quarter, okay? So this is a happy camper. I mean, he knows New Orleans, he loves New Orleans, and he's just at home here. He's happy to be here.
That was festival co-founder Quint Davis in his annual Jazz Fest press conference earlier today. And we sent producer Eve Abrams over to the grandstands today. That's the inside portion of the festival. Think shade, fewer crowds, real bathrooms, and most importantly, the Allison Minor Jazz and Heritage Stage. That's the area where musicians sit down for one-on-one interviews with music writers and historians. Eve talked with Ban Sanmel. He's the author of Ernie Cato, the R&B Emperor of New Orleans, and he talked about what his job entails, getting some of Jazz Fest's biggest acts to sit for a spell.
I book the performers, I book the interviewers, make sure everyone's schedules are compatible, make sure that their instrumental needs are met, and their ground transportations. So I work very close. I don't do this all myself, literally. I work very closely with a lot of other people on the festival staff.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about the mission of the Music and Heritage Stage?
Well, as I understand it, there's several missions. One is to document all the cultural history that goes along with the musicians that is exemplified in the performances but not discussed in the performances. So that's one purpose. And another purpose is to give the festival audience a chance to see the performers who normally play on bigger stages in a much more close-up setting where it's not a prepared performance, it's more spontaneous. And then at the end of the interview, there's the chance of asking them a few questions. We can't take questions from everyone, but the last 5 minutes or so of the interviews are devoted to questions from the audience. So the two missions are personal contact and personal visibility to give a sense of the artist's personality and to document the different traditions that they represent. But there's no template or format for the interviews, and so it's not necessarily a linear thing of where were you born and who did you learn from. We take a variety of approaches, and it can range far afield sometimes, and that's fine.
How does their performance at the Music and Heritage Stage, how does that complement the musical performances out in the rest of the festival?
Well, when you see an artist's performance on one of the main stages, you're seeing a performance, and it's, in theory, it's been thought out, it's prepared. A lot of bands don't have a set list, and it's a more formalized presentation. And the point of the Music Heritage Stage is for it not to be rehearsed or formalized. And when I approach the artists or their representatives, try and explain the concept to them, I tell them it's like a front porch conversation. The Music Heritage interview can serve to explain what the artist is doing in their main stage performance. It can give a sense of the artist's personality that may not come through. It can give the artist a sense to talk about causes that are important to them. And it allows for a level of interaction because of the physical proximity and because of the informality of the format. And the artists seem to enjoy it, and the audience seems to enjoy it.
So the audience should, in theory, also feel like they're sitting on somebody's front porch, right?
Absolutely, yes, yes. The whole point of it is New Orleans is an informal city. It's a long tradition in New Orleans music going back to the earliest days of no boundary between audience and performer.
Producer Eve Abrams with Ben Sandmel, director of the Allison Minor Jazz and Heritage Stage. The interviews from the stage are available for research or just to listen to at the Jazz Fest archives. From the fairgrounds of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, I'm Eve Troe for WWJZ.